what happens sometimes, it spirals out of control, and it did today.
That was the coach after the game. Tied 2-2, headed to the third period. Beavers outscored 3-0 in the third period, and the Beavers took 9 penalties in the third period. What was a close game spiraled out of control. But here's what's great about today and tomorrow. The beginning of the season, every team wants to get home ice in the first round of the playoffs. Make things a little easier on yourselves. Don't have to travel. As every player tells you, sleeping in your own bed, better than sleeping in some hotel several hundred miles away from home. If Bemidji State takes care of business tonight and tomorrow, doesn't matter what happens between Tech and Minnesota State Mankato, Bemidji State would get home ice. All the previous mistakes, or losses, get sent to the rearview mirror. Flush your mind of them, because after tomorrow, the playoffs start, and your body of work starts over. No, don't get me wrong. There were some good things that happened on Wednesday afternoon, most notably the power play, flying high once again. First, it was Aaron Miller.
Alex Iarullo tries to muscle it forward, does Iarullo, high slot, drops it back. Aaron Miller shoots, scores! What a shot Aaron Miller's got. Beavers have tied it at 1. 2 power play goals tonight. 1 for the Lakers, 1 for the Beavers.
Give him time and space. I like his odds. He's got a great, accurate shot, and that's exactly what happened. Got a lot of time and space.
Then a ridiculously unbelievable pass. Lucas Sillinger to Eric Martin.
Back up top for Lucas Sillinger. Top of the right circle. Lucas, cross ice. One-timer, shoots, scores! Eric Martin, what a pass by Lucas Sillinger, and the Beavers have tied it at 2.
Oh, great puck rotation the entire power play, but what a shot. That's not exactly the best angle to be shooting from, and Martin let it fly, and I mean, right on target.
Usually you can't just forget about sections of real life. They do mean something down the stretch. But Wednesday's third period truly doesn't mean anything. Bemidji State just takes care of what they need to today and then again tomorrow. They do that, they're skating here at the Sanford Center again Friday night in the first round of the playoffs. Forget the past. It means nothing. The Beavers starting over their race for home ice. Our pregame show continues. Beavers and the Alabama Huntsville Chargers, next on the Beaver Radio Network.